The upcoming three-part symposium will consider examples of those who did God's will despite various risks. What was the outcome for them? How can we imitate their fine example? Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. Brother John Derhusoff, Jr., an elder from the high-level congregation, will deliver the first talk entitled, What They Risked, How They Were Rewarded, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
When Jesus said to Peter, come after me, do you remember Peter's response? It was typical, classic Peter response. He left everything and followed Jesus. But he wasn't just cutting short a fun fishing trip with the boys. This was his career. From that point forward, there's a switch of his focus. And it could have been that moment in his life that he was thinking about when he asked Jesus the question at Matthew 19, verse 27. Peter said, look, we have left all things and followed you. That was true. And then he asked Jesus, what will there be for us? Like Peter, what have you sacrificed to follow Jesus, to be sitting in that seat you're sitting in today? What will be the reward for all those precious sacrifices? Well, this symposium is designed to strengthen your faith that Jehovah is the rewarder of those who take the risk, those who show courage. We'll examine six courageous servants of God, and with each of them, we will use this formula. It's three questions: what they risked, how they were rewarded, and the lesson for us. So let's consider the courage of the three Hebrews exiled in Babylon: Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. See if you can notice the risk that these three took in Daniel chapter 1, verse 11 to 13. So that's Daniel 1, verses 11 to 13. But Daniel said to the guardian, whom the principal court official had appointed over Daniel, here's our three boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's delicacies and deal with your servants according to what you see. So, seems reasonable. What was the risk? The first word, but. That was the risk because they were saying, but, or something that's contrary to the king's wishes. You don't say that to the most powerful man in the land, but they did. That king had a routine for them, an assimilation routine, and they followed faithfully and respectfully, except when it came to crossing the line and displeasing Jehovah by eating foods he said not to eat. So they risk, number one, angering the king and possibly having that position taken away from them. Number two, they risk the rebuke of other youths in that program or high officials. You could just hear them. What are you thinking? Just eat it. Close your eyes, eat it. Say your sorry later to Jehovah in prayer. But they didn't do that. They went against the flow. Do you suppose their parents had anything to do with that? Who named them? Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Their parents gave them those names, and those names had to do with true worship. So there's no doubt that their parents had likely inspired courage in them before this event to take the risk of displeasing even the king. Later on, they risk far more than that. They risk death for refusing to bow down to that image. So here's the second question. How were they rewarded? Well, with the matter of food, Imagine the other youngsters just shoving their face full of these big, rich meats and delicacies and wine. And they look over, and these three Hebrews, they're gaining weight. They're looking less like captives and more like royalty. And all they're doing is munching on carrots and drinking some cold water. Jehovah rewarded them physically. They passed the test. And what about not bowing down to the image? How did Jehovah reward them there? Well, Daniel chapter 3, verse 27. Daniel 3, 27. And the satraps, prefects, governors, and the high officials of the king who were assembled there saw the fire had no effect on the bodies of these men. Not a hair of their heads had been singed. Their cloaks looked no different, and there was not even the smell of fire on them. So the setting, they're in the fiery furnace, so Jehovah allowed them to be thrown in there, but it wasn't a roach motel for them. They were able to get out. In fact, the Bible doesn't say that Jehovah said, "I'm proud of you," but the fact that there was not even the smell of smoke on them, that's a good indication that Jehovah loved them and was proud of them. Jehovah also rewarded these ones spiritually. The Bible tells us that they received knowledge and insight. And even this incident, the king went from trying to kill Jehovah's servants to praising him in the same account. So they took, that was a great reward they took part in. So, what is the lesson for us? For you young ones, refuse to allow the world to shape your thinking. Those three Hebrews were literal foreigners in Babylon because you are foreigners and temporary residents in this system of things. You will run the risk of being ridiculed for standing up to your beliefs. But the experience of many youngsters has been that, yes, there comes ridicule, but there comes respect from teachers and from others. They will soon learn to respect your stand. In fact, we may have the reward of our good conduct to even start studying the Bible or give a witness to these ones. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You parents, what can you learn from this, from these three Hebrew boys' parents? Well, the parents inspired courage in their children. Can you do the same? So that when they're not with you, they can stand up to these risks. When we see our children take a stand when we're not there, that's a reward in itself from Jehovah to cherish. Young ones, back to you young ones, be willing to forego advantages and freedoms in this system of things. And if you do so, if you remain neutral, if you look towards Jehovah, this will be the reward. In 1 Peter 4, 13 and 14, eloquently put, please turn with me there. And if you notice, it's not sugar-coated, but there's definitely a reward. It says, on the contrary, go on rejoicing over to the extent which you are sharers in the sufferings of the Christ, so that you may rejoice and be overjoyed also during the revelation of his glory. If you are being reproached for the name of Christ, you are happy because the Spirit of glory, yes, the Spirit of God is resting upon you. So even though it talks about reproach and suffering, happy, happy, joyful. That's another reward for serving Jehovah. And everlasting life. We can't forget that. So how have youths in our area, among us, been rewarded for their courage? Let's speak to one of them, Brother Jordan Odegaard, who is 20, and he's serving as a regular pioneer in the Oxford congregation in Edmonton. So please tell us about a test of neutrality that you and others faced last year.
Well, me and some friends got box seats to a hockey game. But like at any hockey game, we knew we'd have to deal with the singing of the national anthem. So we decided we were just going to sit quietly in our box.
Right. So what were you willing to risk by that stand?
Well, we knew people might get upset, and they could make a scene, complain to management, or even throw popcorn. And that's exactly what ended up happening.
Wow. So in the face of that popcorn throwing and ridicule, what helped you to be courageous?
Well, once the anthem was done and I saw that a few had taken issue, I opened up my JW Library app, where I had a few brief notes that I had taken at a recent pioneer school on neutrality. It helped remind me that neutrality is an issue faced by all of our brothers and sisters around the world. And we even have some sitting in prison because of the sake of neutrality. It made sitting through the anthem at a hockey game not seem that hard.
That was some quick thinking on your part. So how has Jehovah rewarded your action?
Well, shortly after, the manager came by because she had received some complaints. And we got the opportunity to explain that we were Jehovah's Witnesses, we believe in remaining neutral, and how we don't vote, and even how we have brothers and sisters around the world in prison. And, of course, we got to finish watching the hockey game.
Really nice. Very nice. Thank you very much, Brother Odegaard. Yes, I know that clapping was for all of our young ones in our audience that take that stand, our modern Hananias, Mishaels, and Azariahs. In fact, the Apostle Paul evidently alluded to them in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34, as those who quench the force of fire. So centuries later, Jehovah had still remembered them, and he still remembers them today. And that's another reward. He will never forget. As you imitate their courage, be assured that Jehovah will never forget you. He will reward you.